Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, "And we have elevated your remembrance," alayhi salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who sent us His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, chosen one, the one whose chest was opened and who was selected to spread mercy unto all the world. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily the Almighty says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, taqullah, wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayn min rahmatih, wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi, wa yaghfir lakum. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and believe in His Messenger, and He will give you a double portion of His mercy and make for you a light by which you will walk, and He will forgive you. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. There is a great surah in the Qur'an, which consists of 8 verses, and it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Mecca after 11 other surahs. And it is one of the 6 surahs that begin with a question. And this surah is Surah Al-Sharh, which was a solace for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which clarified his rank and demonstrated the elevation of his status. And it was a surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed him with love, with honor, with tenderness and grace. And so the surah begins by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not expand for you your chest? And in this question is a reference to the fact that yes, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest. And this inshirah, this expansion, is an expansion that indicates the expansiveness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's chest, and by extension his heart, was of tremendous expansiveness when it came to mercy, love, kindness and compassion. And by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala posing this question as a reminder is a testimony to the fact that whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was already generous, he was made even more. Whilst his character was already refined and noble, he was made to be a perfection of nobility itself. Whilst he was already merciful, he was made to be the rahmatan lil alameen, the mercy unto every aspect of creation. And this is why we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being of those who demonstrated the way of forgiveness, forgiving those who wronged him, overlooking mistakes, bearing no grudges and harboring no hatred for any of creation. Rather, his way was ya'fu wa yasfah. His way was to pardon and forgive. And this is why we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn protected him from the burden of sins and the wrongdoings. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same surah, he says, wa wada'na 'anka wizraka alladhi anqadha dhahrak. And we removed from you your burden which had weighed upon your back. O lovers of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, our Lord has exalted the remembrance of His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in all of creation and raised his rank to the highest of heavens. For Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we elevated for you your remembrance. And this is why you find that those who truly believe cannot help but love him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who truly believe find that their belief is commensurate to the degree that their hearts find love of him. And if you love him, then you follow him. Because the one who truly loves finds he emulates. And this is why the nature of the believers is that they adorn their tongue with his remembrance. They're constantly making dhikr of salawat, sending peace and blessings upon him. And at the same time, they are those who follow him. There is no person who delivers a sermon, no worshipper who testifies in prayer, and no caller to prayer except that they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And they say, Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. They say, I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that the Sayyiduna Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And this conjoining, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conjoined our testifying to his unicity, his oneness with the testifying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being the messenger of Allah, is a conjoining of honor. As one of the poets said, the divine united the Prophet's name with his own. Whenever the caller to prayer calls out five times a day, the witnessing of both was shown. In other words, this demonstration that we are to revere the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a way of our reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah. And one who wants to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come by the door of his Rasul, the path that is delineated by his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why we'll find that he is Sayyiduna Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who is praised in this world until the day of judgment. And he remains Ahmad, the one who is praised in the heavens. And his reputation and remembrance shall endure as long as time endures itself, because creation as a whole was manifested from amongst its greatest meanings for manifestation, so that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, can be the seal of this prophethood, and he can be the seal upon which we send our salutations and our peace and blessings upon him. So the degree to which we strive to attach ourselves to him is the degree to which we have realized our humanity, and the degree to which we realize the potentiality of goodness in our hearts. So we should seek this for ourselves, seek this for our families, seek this for our nations, seek this for the ummah at large, because this is the way of reformation, in that we follow him through perfecting the noble morals and virtuous traits that he embodied. O servants of Allah, one of the realities of this surah al-Shahr is that we be emulating our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the ways we should emulate him is by always having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never giving up our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that whatsoever difficulties befall us, the one who has sent them down knows our states, and he is the same one who will give us relief, just as he gave relief to his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why this surah mentions that after every hardship there is a following of ease, and after every difficulty there is a following of relief. So when we find ourselves weighed down by worries and overwhelmed by sorrows, and if we be on the brink of despair, then let us just reflect on the matter that Allah has affirmed and repeated in the surah when he says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. For indeed with hardship comes ease, and then indeed with hardship comes ease. And many of the ulama say this repetition is to say that with every hardship there is not just one but two eases. There is an ease that follows the hardship, and if we reflect, there's often an ease in the hardship itself. And so let us be trusting of the promise of our Lord, for no difficulty can overcome two eases. Let us never despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us be ever present to rejoice in the relief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us when he eases our pains and fulfills our hopes. Many a time, the thing that causes us the greater hardship is the fact that we do not perceive yet the relief and the benefit and that is lying and the ease that will follow, and sometimes it is in that very hardship. As one of the poets said, how often has a difficulty weighed heavily on a man without knowing that relief follows every difficulty in Allah's plan. So Ya Rab, O Allah, as you have shown us the rank of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, also show us this sense of optimism and hope and raja, perpetually placing our trust in you. And at the end of Surah Sharh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, فَإِذَا فَرَغَتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And so when you finished your duties, then stand up for worship and to your Lord direct your longing. And in this is an ishara, an indication that our duties as a whole, whatsoever we be busied in this world, is for this intention, that we direct our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have sidq al-tawajjuh, the sincerity of orientation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we seek Him through every single thing that we do, and that we make Him the maqsad, the goal of our lives, and this is the reality of worship. So, O Allah, we bear witness that You are the sole one deserving of worship, and that our Master Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Your Messenger. So honor us with His intercession. Fill our hearts with His love. For we have very few deeds, Ya Allah. And we have so many transgressions. But we place our hope in what the Sahaba placed their hope in, which is that the person shall be raised with the one he loves. So Ya Allah, honor us with love of Your Habib. Honor us that our hearts can find peace through His remembrance, that our worries may be lifted and our sins may be forgiven through seeking Him through love. And send Your peace and blessings upon his family, his companions, and upon the Khulafa ar-Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, and Sayyidina Ali, and all of the noble companions. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhaatul Quran, Abu Dhabi.